والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله نويت سنة الاعتكاف. My dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader, the master of all the days. Alhamdulillah. We always hear that Jumu'ah is a very great day. Today, inshallah, we will go a little bit deeper in understanding how great Jumu'ah is. What are the blessings, the benefits of this day of Jumu'ah, inshallah. And a little bit I'm going to touch on a very great personality whose urs is in this month of Safar, the great Mujaddid, the reviver of Islam, the reviver of the 14th century Hijri, His Eminence, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah, a little bit about him, I will discuss his seerat, his biography as well. But before we continue, as always, our Amir Ahl Sunnat, Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, always encourages us in the beginning of doing anything good, make good intentions. Because as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So make good intentions. You don't have anything to lose and too much to gain. Make the good intention. I will listen to this bayan for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the good intention that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice on it and teach others also, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits, so many blessings of reciting salawat of Durood Pak upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful and famous hadith mentioned in Kanzul Ummal, the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, our Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who recites Salat, Durood Sharif 200 times on a Friday, then 200 years worth of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So person, no matter how much of sin he's doing, but if he repents in the call of Allah and he reads this 200 times on a Friday and Jumu'ah like today, inshallah, his sins will be forgiven, inshallah. So make it your habit actually to read as much durood as you can, because this will be beneficial for us in this world, in the grave and the hereafter also, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Friday is also an Eid for the believers. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in a narration that on Friday, Jumu'ah, Jahannam itself, the gates are not opened. On Friday, the gates of Jahannam are not opened and Jahannam itself is not blazed up on a Friday. On the day of judgment, on resurrection, Friday, it's mentioned, will be brought in the form of a bride. And the fortunate Muslim who passes away on a Friday, he receives the status of a martyr, of a shaheed, and he remains safe from the punishment of the grave. Subhanallah. You must make this dua also, that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me a good death on a Friday as well. And inshallah, if you're blessed with this opportunity, this blessing, look at the reward. That person will be in the ranks of the martyrs, the shuhada, and will be saved from the punishment of the grave. Subhanallah, because remember, the punishment of the grave is real. It is true. It's going to happen. So if one way we can save ourselves by making this dua, Ya Allah, take us away on a Friday, inshallah, azawajal. Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yan Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, very beautifully he has said that the sawab, the reward of the hajj that is performed on a Friday is equal to 70 hajjs. As a sawab of a single good deed performed on a Friday is equal to 70 times more. Subhanallah. Imagine those people perform hajj and it's on a Friday as well. So that reward is multiplied 70 times. Are you understanding this great day of Friday? What great benefits there is for us. So we must treat it with respect as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Indeed, Allah azza wa jal has even revealed an entire surah called Suratul Jumu'ah. And in that surah, Allah azza wa jal has said in the 9th verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O you who believe, when the call for Salah is given on Jumu'ah, on Friday, rush towards the remembrance of Allah and leave buying and selling. This is better for you if only you know. Look at that. How important it is to leave everything else and rush to the masjid to get that Jumu'ah. Allama Mulana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was on his way to Medina Sharif. You know the hijrah, the migration from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif? When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to Medina Sharif, then he stopped at a place called Quba. And this was at the time of Chasht Duha, before Zawal time. It was a Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there for 4 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And during his stay, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid the foundation of a masjid in Quba, what we call Masjid Quba today, subhanallah. On Friday, on Jumu'ah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then proceeded towards Medina Sharif. And when they reached an area of the Bani Salim ibn Auf, it was the time to offer the Friday Salah. Now people, they consecrated that place as a masjid where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the very first Friday Salah and delivered a khutbah there. People made a masjid at that place, subhanallah. This masjid, Masjid al-Jumu'ah, it still exists today. And visitors, they go there to attain the blessings. Imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also performed the first Jumu'ah in that masjid, Masjid al-Jumu'ah, subhanallah. Furthermore, ulama have said that what is the meaning of the word Jumu'ah? The very famous Mufassir, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yan Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he writes that as all the creatures, they assemble in their beings on this day of Jumu'ah, and the completion of the creation took place on Jumu'ah also. The completion of creation took place on Jumu'ah. The clay of Nabi Adam alayhi salam was collected on this day of Jumu'ah. Like this, people, they gather and they perform the Friday Salah. Therefore, it is called Jumu'ah. And this is the reason, because people gather on this day. Before the advent of Islam in the Arabian Peninsula, Jumu'ah was called Aruba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed approximately 500 Jumu'ah Salahs. Subhanallah. Nowadays, we get many people who are lazy in performing all the salahs, unfortunately. They don't realize that on Qiyamah, the first action that we will be asked about is salah. And imagine if we fail. Imagine the first question we fail, what will happen to us? We pass that question, inshallah we will get success. But if we fail, this is something to ask ourselves. Ask ourselves now the question, before we are asked on Qiyamah, what is the condition of my salah? Am I reading salah punctually 5 times a day? And on top of that, am I reading properly, correctly, with the proper, correct pronunciation? Something to ask ourselves. So on Qiyamah, the first question, the first action will be asked about salah. It is mentioned in summary of a narration. That person who misses one salah intentionally, his name is written on the door of hell. His name is engraved. It is written on the door of hell through which he will enter. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from that. Furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who abandons, who does not read 3 Jumu'ahs out of laziness, Allah Azza wa Jalla will seal his heart. Think about that. If Allah Azza wa Jalla seals somebody's heart, who can remove the seal? Today we find people with so many difficulties, so many problems. But it's mentioned, whatever good happens to us, we must attribute this to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And whatever bad happens, we must relate that to ourselves. Because whatever bad happens to us, we do with our own hands. Because many are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Many disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whose life are we following? Who are our role models? And then we ask that we got this problem, that problem, we need this taweez or that wazifa to read. But remember, the biggest taweez, the most powerful taweez is our 5 times fard salah. Don't forget that. Furthermore, it is mentioned, subhanallah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal and His malaika and His angels, they send durood upon those people who wear a turban on a Friday. Subhanallah. This is targheeb, this is motivation for you and me to practice on this blessed sunnah of the Imam al-Sharif, the turban. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exited his home, he would have a blessed Imam al-Sharif on his head. And even on Mi'raj, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw the angels wearing turbans. This was their crown. How a king, his honor is his crown, his throne. The angels, imagine, the pure angels are wearing turbans as well. Therefore, if we use Imam al-Sharif a turban, because of the intention, it is a sunnah, as long as you're wearing it, you will be getting reward. Subhanallah. Let us make intention. And inshallah, I too will wear Imam al-Sharif, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Humayd ibn Abdul Rahman, radiyallahu anhumah. He says that his father has mentioned, the one who cuts his nails, who trims his nails on a Jumu'ah, on a Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will remove his disease and grant him cure. Subhanallah. These are the secrets that the awliya, the sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give to us. Allah Azza wa Jal inspires them with these secrets. We want cure from different diseases. Physical diseases, spiritual diseases are there. The spiritual diseases are worse than the physical ones. Because the normal person can't see them. But they are there in the heart. That takabbur, the pride is there. When we do something little but good, the person shows off. Allah Azza wa Jal also knows what his intention is. What about envy, jealousy? All these things, it actually consumes us. Regarding jealousy, it's mentioned in the narration that the jealousy, hasad, it eats up one's good deeds like how the fire eats up dry wood. These are internal spiritual diseases that many people have. They know they have it, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows they have it as well. So what are the ways we can remove this? Because remember, Imam Ahmad Raza rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he had mentioned that to seek knowledge about the spiritual diseases is compulsory upon us. Compulsory upon every Muslim male and female. to seek knowledge about what are the spiritual diseases. Leave the physical diseases. What's worse and more dangerous is the spiritual diseases. Like showing off. The person is reading salah even. With the wrong intention, people must look at me, I'm a great abid, a great worshipper. He won't get sawab, he'll get punishment for that, what he's reading, because of the intention. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Jumu'ah is a great blessed day. That if a person passes away on this day, look at the status he gets of the shaheed amongst the shuhada. And he'll be saved from the punishment of the grave. The person who trims his nail on the Friday, look at the great benefit. Allah will remove disease and grant him cure. We must always think about these things. Don't just listen to it now and forget about it. The real taste and the test comes when we practice on these things. And share it with others as well. We go home, share it with the women folk, with our children, our parents, other Muslims as well. The more people you share this information with, like how on social media they ask you to share, to like and to share. These kind of things you must share. Because these things, if people practice, if you tell one person and they practice on it, they get sawab and you also get sawab. Because you introduced it to them. You encourage them to practice on that. So this is an investment that you are getting more and more. It is mentioned by the great Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that in the first century of Islam, the first Hijri century of Islam, how the people used to behave when Jumu'ah used to come. Because Jumu'ah, remember, is a day of Eid as well. It is a day of celebration. And in fact, the ulama have said that Jumu'ah, this Eid, is more greater in status than Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr as well. Imagine, on Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, you know the celebrations that we have. So many celebrations, the sweetmeats are there, we're visiting relations and what have you. And so many people are coming towards the masjid. But even a bigger Eid than that is this day of Jumu'ah, which we have forgotten really. But Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in Ihya ul-Ulum, a very famous book, he mentions in the first century of Islam, how the Muslims, they used to treat Friday. In fact, after Sahri and Salatul Fajr, they would hold lamps in their hands, go towards the masjid and read their salah over there. And it's mentioned the first innovation. The first innovation that evolved in Islam was to abandon going to the masjid early, the main masjid early. It's mentioned the first innovation. Allah SWT will save us from bad innovations. Furthermore, it is mentioned that angels come. According to the narration, angels, they come and they stand at the entrance of the masajid. And each person that enters, they write their names down. The first person who enters, the first person on Jumu'ah, that person will get the reward as one gives reward of giving a camel in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And the reward decreases. The next person who comes, the next person who comes, and one who gives as a hen in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, one who gives an egg, that little, as sadaqah and charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when the imam gets up to perform the khutbah, they close their books, so they no more writing the names of those people. Therefore we should rush to the masjid, make it at least before the khutbah. Many people, they say that because of work, because of time, we need to make our employers understand that this Friday is only once a week only. And this is a day of Eid. They have other religions, they have their days, their holy days on Saturday and Sunday. But this is our holy day. We need to make them understand and get to the masjid early. Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Do you know this great personality? He wrote more than 1,000 books. He was a great researcher. He was a mathematician. He was a scientist, a biologist, he was a great alim al-deen, a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you only research about this person, you will be amazed what kind of a person this was. Even in his childhood, when he was 4 years old, 4 years old child, when he was reading Quran, he knew Quran, he completed the whole Quran. And his teacher, by memory, his teacher was telling him to read a certain verse with a fatha, with a zabr. But he was only reading with a zair, with a kasra. Every time his teacher is telling him, read with a fatha, because by memory. And he was reading with a kasra, with a zair. So his grandfather, Mawlana Musa Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he said, oh my child, why are you not listening to your teacher? So he's saying, my dear grandfather, I'm trying to listen to him, but automatically from my mouth, the kasra, the zair is coming out. So the grandfather asks for the Qur'an. He brings the Qur'an, he opens to the verse, and you know what he sees? He sees that the person who wrote the Qur'an made a mistake over there. He made a mistake, instead of putting a kasra, a zair, he put a fatha, a zabr over there. So Al-Hazrat was saying, as a small child, he was reading correctly, although he didn't even know that verse. Subhanallah. And his teacher even asked him, tell me, the teacher used to teach him, Al-Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Rizal Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, would go over his work once, twice, and close the book. And then word for word, he would tell the teacher what he taught him. His teacher would ask him, tell me something. I take so long to teach you, but you read it two times and you memorize word for word, you memorize. How come? This was Imam Ahmad Rizal Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. And so many other incidences. There was a time, he wasn't a Hafiz al-Qur'an. But people used to address him with respect, Hafiz Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, subhanallah. He wasn't a Hafiz. He told the people, please stop calling me Hafiz. I'm not a Hafiz al-Qur'an. And that time was the Ramadan just started. So he decided that every day, he'll learn one para, one juz, and like this in 30 days he became a Hafiz al-Qur'an. He says, the people are calling me Hafiz, so I must qualify myself as a Hafiz. So the whole 29-30 days of the Ramadan, he memorized one para every day and became a Hafiz al-Qur'an. And look at his tolerance. Look at his tolerance, subhanAllah. Once a person wrote a nasty letter, a very abusive, against him. And his followers, they said, let us find this person and sort him out. So Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala, he said, before you do this, open my one drawer there, and you'll find so many letters in there praising me. People, they're praising me. Give each one a gift before you sort this one out. Subhanallah. This was his tolerance. His love for the Sadat, for the Sayyids. His love for knowledge. Subhanallah, which was amazing. Dear some brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this great personality, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he came to, and he even said once, that if you cut my heart in two pieces, if you cut my heart in two pieces, on one piece you'll find La ilaha illallah, and the other piece you will find Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a real ashiq Rasul, a real lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is one thing he really taught us, ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught us love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because as our elders say, love forces the lover to follow the beloved. Love? If you claim to love, you have to follow the beloved. And who is our beloved? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say we love him with our tongues, and with our actions, our a'mal, our deeds, we must follow him as well. Because as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in summary of hadith, the one who loves my sunnah, the one who loves my sunnah, my way, my living, he loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. Who doesn't want to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah? This was what the Sahaba wanted. Sahaba ikram, they didn't just want Jannah. They wanted to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. The famous incident, Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu. He was serving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in one of those very good moods. So he said, Sal ya Rabi'ah. Ask anything you want, ya Rabi'ah. And Rabi'ah says, radiallahu anhu, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to be in your company in Jannah. Imagine, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you, what do you desire, what do you want? What would we say? He didn't just say Jannah. He said, I want to be with you in Jannah. Al-Ghayra Dhalik, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, what else do you want? Ulama say, it's as if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that's done, don't worry about that. What more do you want? And if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, at one shot like this, what else can a lover of his want? Therefore, my dear son brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our love must be shown in our deeds, in our actions as well. Because love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the foundation of Iman. If there's no love, that foundation is shaky. That person's Iman is in question and in doubt. Something to ask these kind of people who don't have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It must be on our tongues, it must be also in our hearts, in our actions, in our deeds as well. May Allah put in our hearts the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true love for Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the true love for the Ahlul Bayt and all Awliya Allah. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ascending success, save O Mubarak.